speaking of jazz festivals, I have a jazz guy here himself, and that would be Howard Bankhead of the Tennessee Valley Jazz Society. Howard, thank you.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to WLRH, and thank you for coming in today. You're very busy these days preparing this festival.
Yes, we are. Well, that song you played was very, very nice. It was very nice.
Wasn't that cool? My
good
mom
stuff,
found
yes,
that.
Yes, good yeah. stuff, yeah.
Mm. Well, now you're going to be having some stuff very similar to this, I think, although I must say that I've been doing my homework, and you're going to have Philippe Lejeune come here.
Yes.
And he will be opening the Jazz in June Festival with a swing, blues, and boogie-woogie concert at the Cooper House.
Yes.
And that's going to be at 405 Randolph Street is where that is, and that's where a lot of jazz events happen in downtown Huntsville. This is happening Saturday, June the 17th at 7 p.m., and I must say, I'm very curious as to how you got up with Mr. Lejeune. How did you hear about him, or how did y'all get him to come here?
Well, he's been calling me for the last couple of years.
Really?
Yeah, because he goes back and forth to America on tour.
Awesome.
And so I felt the spirit this time, you know, to bring him in for our event. And because, you know, America has a good connection with the French, you know.
And so
I feel it was good timing to bring him here for Huntsville to enjoy what he does.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm really glad you're doing this because I learned a lot. I found out that he heard Memphis Slim in 1968. And before that, Philippe Lejeune, who again will be playing for Jazz in June on Saturday, June 17th at 7 p.m. at the Cooper House at 405 Randolph. That's this very Saturday for Jazz in June with Tennessee Valley Jazz Society. I found out that he was a classical pianist before, and he heard Memphis Slim in 1968. Yes. And those guys wound up working together. Right. They made an album together. Now, it's kind of hard to find. I found this one article under the Thomas Roche website. That's Thomas, R-O-C-H-E. And apparently, I think he's some kind of music critic or something. But there is a CD called, or an album, I guess, called Dialogue and Boogie.
Hmm.
And this is Memphis Slim and Philippe Lejeune. Now, you won't believe all the stuff I found out. I didn't know who Memphis Slim was.
Yes.
So I went and looked him up as well. And I found out that his house in Memphis, he spent, of course, a lot of time in Chicago. He also spent time in Paris. And I believe he died in Paris. I think he was in Paris when he died, I'm pretty sure. And I believe that was in the 80s sometime. But anyways, he went all over the place and was famous, of course, for Boogie Woogie. But when he was living in Memphis, of course, there's his name, Memphis Slim, he was hanging out with all these musicians at his house.
Hmm.
And this was in Memphis. And, of course, there's a picture on his Wikipedia page of the house in disrepair. But there's a big sign on it, and it says, renovations coming soon. Well, now, wouldn't you know, Memphis Slim's house has been totally remodeled, and it's called Memphis Slim Collaboratory.
Really?
There's rehearsal spaces. There's an art gallery. There's places where people can come and learn music, and there's concerts going on. And it's like totally, it's all in honor of Memphis Slim.
That's amazing.
I found that out, and I just thought, that is the coolest thing, because I didn't even know who he was.
Yes. Well, you know, our music has enriched the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, it all started in America, and it goes worldwide. And a lot of musicians, jazz musicians, are classically trained, but they want to reach out a little more and go on to the jazz field.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that you have helped me to learn some more stuff.
Well, I'm glad that you inspired it, because I wouldn't have found that out if you didn't come visit with me today. I would never have found all this out. It's quite a lot, actually. But wait, there's more. First of all, I want to remind my audience that my guest is Howard Bankhead of the Tennessee Valley Jazz Society. He has not only got Philippe Lejeune coming for you during Jazz in June, but he has also got Jazz in June on the Mountain at Montesano State Park Amphitheater on Sunday, June the 18th, with the gates opening at 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. There will be music and comedy and food, and you can bring a picnic. Also, let's see, the Silvery Moon Band, a cappella. The Josh Couts Quartet, Eugene Fleming with Tom Branch, Pete Harrison, and Devere Prod and Friends will be playing, and the Uptown Jazz Band as well. So tons of music. Also, there will be a comedian on site doing some live performing for you. That is Jeff Giant. And all kinds of fun to be had at Jazz in June on the Mountain, Sunday, June 18th. And not only that, but there is a multicultural unity celebration honoring the life of the late Elizabeth Sloan Ragland, who, as you know, did a lot for jazz in this area. There will be a symposium and gospel music concert on Thursday, June 22nd, starting at 6 p.m. at Oakwood University Church. And there are just all these wonderful things for you to do during the Jazz in June Festival. Now, kicking it off, of course, will be Philippe Lejeune with the TVJS Stars Jazz in June show on Saturday, June 17th at 7 p.m. And again, if you want information about all these things, you may go to tvjs.webs, that's webs.com. Now, Howard, I was going to maybe ask you a little bit, of course, about Philippe, who's coming, and you've been talking to him for a while.
Yes.
So you know that he is an expert in jazz and boogie-woogie, and
yes,
very popular in France.
Right, yes, yes.
He is like one of the big names in jazz in France, and everybody knows who he is.
Oh, okay, okay. I didn't realize that. I know that he's a good musician, for sure, and the style that he's bringing to us is not what we normally present. But, you know, we want to present all genres of the music itself. Mm-hmm. And I feel that Huntsville has an audience for what he does as well, too. So we hope people will come out and enjoy his style of music. And but also, we have a guest artist coming in on the same night.
Oh, somebody else.
Yes, his name is Jeffrey Smith.
Hmm.
And we had the opportunity to bring for him to come visit with us. He's going to open for Philippe Lejeune.
That's about what I'm saying.
So I'm not that French. but you very well are.
That's
so.
Okay. We can Americanize it.
Mercy.
We can do that. We can sure do that.
Yeah, but we're having this, so it'll be a very nice show.
And Jeffrey is a
smooth jazz guitar artist.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's going to really give us a mixture there. And that's going to have a good event for a Saturday night. And then, of course, both these guys will be playing on the mountain on Sunday as well.
Oh, okay. Very awesome. So if you don't get a chance to hear them Saturday, you can get out on Sunday and go up to Montesano.
Right, but Saturday night is more a controlled environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool and nice, you know.
Right.
So we encourage people to come out then and support that event. And I'm so glad that we're still doing this for 31 years now.
That's awesome.
I can't believe it.
Very awesome. Well, you know, people need good music, and the Tennessee Valley Jazz Society is one of the places to get it in Huntsville, and y'all have brought some wonderful people over the years. I was fascinated to know that the boogie-woogie, and of course, you know, me being the inexperienced person that I am, I thought the boogie-woogie came from the Andrews Sisters in the 30s, but that is so wrong. I'm so off base with that, because when I looked it up, this is what I found out. It actually goes back to 1870, 5 years after the Civil War, and it has a lot to do with the sound of the railroad trains and the sound of freedom in our country at that time.
Yes.
So with the African roots of jazz, you can see how these two things go together. And it's beautiful because what happened was, now I don't get all of the story because we don't really have time for me to tell the whole story. But in Marshall, Texas, this is where this was happening. People were playing a bass line that they called the boogie woogie. They also called it the jump blues, and they called it the fast western. And you could tell where somebody was from by the way they played that piano line. And when these African-American piano players would play, you could tell what town they were from because every town had a signature boogie-woogie bass. And this was in the 1870s, Howard. I had no idea that it went back that far.
You are so powerful
I mean, I just, I went on Wikipedia, which is my first go-to. Now, sometimes I use other articles on the web if I find something interesting. But Wikipedia is usually my go-to for information. And that is what I found out. And then the boogie-woogie, of course, was taken over by the swing bands in the late 30s. And, of course, every swing band had to have their boogie-woogie number. And that's where the Andrews Sisters came in, because it was, like, very popular. But it was coming from way back from the 1870s.
Yes, yes.
So then, of course, it became rock and roll and Elvis, and they all jumped on the bandwagon. But it started in the 1870s with the African American pianist playing the bass in this way. And that's, I feel like I get a gold star for today for my research.
Well, you do, but you'll mind me, please. Elkwood on the 22nd, our symposium. It's going to talk about the evolution of black music in America.
Wow.
And how the music of the spirituals, the gospels, the blues and jazz has impacted the world in America's arts and culture.
So they may touch on this subject.
Well,
we will
eventually.
This.
I mean, this thing we're doing is a 2-year project. We're doing phase one starting on the 22nd. But what you're doing, what you have done, you've really lit a fire up in the middle again, because it's so important for the history of our music and how the music has really been empowered people to deal with things in life.
Oh, yes. And you know what, too? In Marshall, Texas, I found pictures because I wanted to know where it was. I was just real curious about all this. I wanted to know where it was, so I looked for a picture of where Marshall is on the map of Texas, because you know Texas is pretty big.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of up in the north of Texas, and there's pictures of just Texas with like a star, and it says Marshall. So what's happened there is that they have declared that town the official birthplace of the boogie woogie, and that is their big thing. So it might be a fun place to visit, because you're probably going to hear some good music there.
Well, I hope you get a chance to come and meet Philip June.
Oh, that
please.
Would be wonderful.
Yeah, I would love for you to come
to
the show.
He sounds absolutely fabulous.
And for you to share with him what he loves as well, too. So if you can share with him about Memphis, about Texas, I'm sure he would love it.
Oh, if he hasn't, well, surely, if you know, with his work with Memphis Slim, he must know about the Collaboratory, because I believe after Memphis Slim died, I want to say it was in the 80s sometime, his house fell into disrepair because, you know, no one was living there, I guess, and no one was keeping it up. But it was the site where many famous musicians had gathered and made music, and they would just hang out there because there would always be someone there playing. And so now it's become this wonderful museum and art center.
That's great.
Which I think is a great way to do honor to the memory of one of the great jazz musicians, Memphis Slim.
That is great stuff there. That's
so
great stuff.
If Philippe doesn't know about that, I'll be surprised. But, you know, you might be able to surprise him. Who knows? Because maybe he hadn't found out about it yet.
Well, I expect for you to come to the show.
Oh, that would be
Saturday night,
so lovely.
And for you to meet him and to share with him all this great information. Oh, you are something else, Beth.
Oh, I just looked at a couple of cute computer
screens.
Station, that's all it is.
But people don't know how important to have these type stations in town here to give us good entertainment and good education. And it's so important for us to have, you know. So the quality of life is right here being had in front of us if we speak. I'm so glad you had a chance to allow me to come on.
Well, I'm very happy to talk with you today, Howard, and thank you so much for all your efforts to bring great jazz to this area, because that is the goal of the Tennessee Valley Jazz Society, to bring great jazz for old and young and all people in this area, and wonderful things. It's been going on for years and years. And, of course, as we were saying, you can hear Philippe Lejeune during the Jazz in June show featuring swing, blues, and boogie woogie. Jeffrey Smith will be there doing some jazz guitar as well, and this is happening at the Cooper House at 405 Randolph, downtown Huntsville, Saturday, June 17th, starting at 7 p.m. Now, I just want to make sure that people know the website, again, to find the other things that are going on, because there's many activities throughout the week that you can go to. It is tvjs.webs, that's WEBS.com. And Howard, is there anything else you'd like people to know about
Jazz
in June?
They can call me. If need, they can call me.
Sure. Awesome.
My number is, our line is 256-604-8172. Mm-hmm. Again, that's 256-604-8172. And I'm so glad that we're blessed to still be here presenting the music. I remember George when he was here, and he welcomed us in. Of course, Kenneth Gurley. So I'm kind of part of the family.
Ken Gurley did a wonderful jazz show here years ago. He was absolutely fine on the late night jazz.
Yes.
It was really fun, and he played some wonderful things.
Right.
With
yes.
great commentary during that time. Really miss hearing that show.
Well, he's still around, and he's on the board of the Jazz Society. But I would love for the community to come out and show support for our diversity we have in the community here. And I'm sure Eugene will have a good time while he's here in Huntsville.
Fantastic. Howard, it's been great talking to you today, and I'm going to change my mind. I'm going out on a limb. I have a special treat for you. Howard has brought me two pairs of tickets to hear Philippe Lejeune with the TVJS Stars for Jazz in June on Saturday at 7 p.m. If you want to be my first two callers at 256-895-9574, I will give you first two callers a pair each of these tickets. Again, that's 256-895-9574. Howard, thank you so much. We're going to go out with some Duke Ellington.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Thank you.